We're going to be reading tonight from the book of Genesis, primarily Genesis chapter 45. In this portion of God's Word, we have the story of Joseph that has unfolded. And Joseph, as you recall, had the dreams that he did, and he told those to his brothers and to his father and his mother. The dream essentially showed his brothers and even his father and his mother bowing down before him. And that didn't really sit well, especially with his brothers. And his father even corrected him and, you know, said that this seemed a little much, essentially. But, of course, in time, all of these things played out. But between the beginning and the end of it all, we have the imprisonment of Joseph and all of the years that he spent in that difficult time of life. The prison was a consequence of his time as a servant with Potiphar and what his wife's accusations were against him. And then he was able to interpret the dreams, but he was forgotten about for a while until Pharaoh had a dream. And so one thing led to another, and he became very powerful in Egypt. And by the providence of God, another event occurred, which was the famine that affected that whole region. And so there were 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of very lean. And during that lean time, people from all over came seeking grain, seeking food, because Egypt had it. Somehow they had it. And in that process, then, here come the brothers of Joseph, who had done the terrible things that they did to him, and of course essentially sent him off to whatever fate might befall him. They didn't know what was going to happen to him for sure. But then they present to their father as if he's dead. And so his father, you can imagine the mental anguish that he suffered at the beginning and all through those years, the loss of his son as he viewed it. And so when these brothers come back, Joseph, he's a grown man now, and yet he lost all of those years with his father, lost all of those years in his homeland. Everything that he had known and was familiar with was left behind. He had suffered much during those years. He had started a new life. And then they show up. And Joseph, it's interesting, as a man, he doesn't immediately take action to bring justice to his brothers for what they had done to him, which he had the power to do so. But he kept his identity hidden. They didn't recognize him. He probably looked like an Egyptian. And of course, last time they saw him, he was, you know, a young man. So now, Joseph begins asking questions, and he wants to find out about them. And he hides money in their sack. How are they going to handle this? And he begins to see more and more that these men are not the men that they used to be. That they are men that are chained. They are men that are full of regret. They are men who acknowledge their sin in past times. They're men who have essentially repented of what they had done. They don't know what has befallen their brother, but based on their reaction to things, you can see that they are deeply grieved. And then it comes to the final point where Joseph, in chapter 45, after he has laid hold of Benjamin, and Benjamin now is going to have to stay. And they plead with him. In fact, Judah says, "I will stay in his place." And they're so worried about what is going to happen to our father if he doesn't come home. Our father will just give up and he'll die because he will not be able to survive losing his second child. So then in verse 1, after Joseph hears his brothers saying all of this, and he can see that they are nowhere near what they used to be, we're told Joseph could not restrain himself before all those who stood by him. And he cried out, "Make everyone go out from me." So no one stood with him while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians in the house of Pharaoh heard it. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Does my father still live? But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, please come near to me. So they came near. Then Joseph said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me. Do not tarry. You shall go or dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children, your children's children, your flocks and your herds and all that you have. There I will provide for you, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty, for there are still 5 years of famine. And behold, your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, see that it is my mouth that speaks to you. So you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt and of all that you have seen, and you shall hurry and bring my father down here. Then he fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. This section of Scripture shows us the tremendous beauty of not only forgiveness, but also the repentance that makes it possible. Here are men who, over these decades, had thought about, probably been haunted by, their deeds and what they participated in and what they imagined probably had happened to their brother. You can imagine their shock when they realize who this is, and yet there's no fear put in them, but rather trying to put them at ease because the desire is everything's okay. God has made this all work out for good. Just go home and tell my father I'm alive and bring him here and I'll take care of the whole family. Joseph's beautiful forgiveness reminds us of the disposition of heart that God wants us to have at all times toward those who may sin against us. And it may be something small, but it could be something great. And yet there must be a desire to grow to the point that we could say to those who have repented, as we see here, and they've changed their heart and they've changed their ways, that it's going to be okay. You see, that's what God has done for us. That's why Jesus died upon the cross, because God knew that though we would fall into sin and do terrible things, that we would learn how terrible those things are, that we would truly feel genuine remorse and want to put those things forever and ever behind us and never do them again. And when we have that willingness to truly turn, God is just as willing and gracious to forgive us of our sins and to, in fact, by the blood of his Son, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's the hope that we have through Jesus Christ. And tonight, as we reflect upon this story, we're reminded of the story that brought for us and for, in fact, all of humanity, true forgiveness, the story of Jesus' death upon the cross and what he did for us and the anguish that he bore, the penalty for sin that he paid for us. You know, the brothers were deserving. They were deserving of punishment, but they didn't get it. They were to bring their families there, and they were able to live in Egypt and be taken care of. And God will not give us what we deserve when we, with true penitence, turn back to him. Tonight, you can make a decision to change the direction that you're taking. If you're not a child of God, you can turn from a lost state where you're living in sin and you've never been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ to becoming a part of the family of God and be heading on your way to the promised land of heaven. And know that God will, all along the way, help you to get there and strengthen you. But there are times on the journey, after we've made that decision, that we may stumble into sin. We may, because of our own frailties, because of our own weaknesses, yield to temptation, fall into sin. It might be a one-time thing. It might be something that we've struggled with for a while, and we haven't really taken the right mindset, and we haven't really put it behind us. But we can make a complete change at any point in time we decide to do so, if we will allow our hearts to be humble and tender before God. And He will most certainly cleanse us of all sin. Tonight, this invitation is offered by our Lord. He's the one who said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And He gives us that through the promises and assurances that He's shown us in His Word. If you need to respond to your Lord's invitation, we encourage you to do that as we stand and as we sing.